In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
This is a CBC podcast.
Hey, I'm Tom Power. Welcome to Q. So I want to talk to you about the director, Fawzia Mirza. She's a former lawyer turned filmmaker and actor, and she grew up in Nova Scotia, on Cape Breton, actually, in Sydney. And as a kid, her family would get in the car and go to this South Asian grocery store that was hours and hours and hours away. And once they got there, they didn't just buy groceries, they didn't just buy food, they bought movies. They bought these classic Bollywood movies. And these films from the golden age of Hindi cinema became a massive influence. And they helped inspire Fawzia's first feature film, The Queen of My Dreams, which is this epic, decades-spanning story about a relationship between a mother and a daughter. The daughter is a young queer Muslim girl. The mother is very conservative. And to resolve those differences, to show us how these women are connected, Fawzia drew on those old Bollywood movies she watched as a young girl. So our guest host, Talia Schlanger, caught up with Fawzia recently, asked her about those long trips to the South Asian grocery store.
Well, I guess everything that required a 5-hour long drive from Sydney to Halifax felt like magical or an adventure. Mm-hmm. And Halifax definitely felt like the big city compared to Sydney. When we lived there, you couldn't access, you know, the food and the ingredients we needed to, I guess, be who we were.
Yeah. So you go to this grocery store, and then it also sells movies.
Yes.
And tell me about that. You're seeing Bollywood cinema for the first time when you're a kid.
Yeah. And, you know, Bollywood cinema, Hindi language films. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these films are musical, and they are a genre, but they're also like 5 genres in one. But there's always a happy ending, and they're 3 hours long, so they're epic, they're expansive. You know, and when I think back on it, and I've thought a lot about this, I imagine my parents were watching them to connect to culture and country and community. And what it did for me, since I was born in Canada, in Ontario, London, Ontario, home of Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling says home of Fawzia Mirza in his interviews.
Thank you, Ken. Anyway. Yeah. But what it did for me was really immerse me in that fantasy. That was what really shaped me and my ideas of love and romance and how epic and sweeping love and life could be.
And then did your experience match what you saw in the movies when you were a kid? Like, did you see a connection between that and the life that you were living?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, not for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely found the love of my life, I have to tell you that. I found that romance, that sweeping, beautiful, you know, love that you write movies about. Mm-hmm. So I guess it all worked out.
Congrats on that.
Thank you. She's also my producer, Andrea Wilson Mirza. So I guess the moral of the story is the modern day Bollywood is marry the love of your life, who will also produce your life. Is that
done?
Is that
we're done here? That's,
I think that's the lesson.
Is that the lesson?
That's the lesson.
I mean, that's a great takeaway to me. I think I'm satisfied. The film is called The Queen of My Dreams, and that title comes from, I understand, one of those Bollywood movies that you loved when you were a kid. So it's the title of this song from that 1969 movie Aradhana.
Mere sapno ki rani kab aayegi tu, aaye ruk mastani kab aayegi tu, biti jaye zindagani kab aayegi tu, chaliya tu chaliya,
So the translation of the title of that song is The Queen of My Dreams?
Yeah, Mere Sapno Ki Rani. And basically in that segment, this is this hero wearing a green turtleneck and a brown corduroy jacket, and he's in a Jeep. His friend is driving, and they're in these beautiful mountains, and he sees this woman in a train, and he falls. It's love at first sight, as, you know, one does fall in love at first sight. And he's singing to her about being the queen of his dreams. When will she come? Please come. You know, I always dreamt that someone would sing me that song, like that this guy would show up. I'd be the Sharmila Tagore in the train, and he would show up with his buddy in this Jeep, and he would sweep me off my feet. And then when I came out as queer, I had this internal conflict and felt like I was losing that possible love story. And I wondered, well, what's going to happen for me? Okay, well, maybe now some woman is going to sing this song to me. And really what I learned on the journey is really I am the queen of my own dreams, you know, not Bollywood's, not my mother's. And that sense of self-love has really shaped my life and grounded me and shaped my filmmaking and the kinds of stories I want to tell and make and the kind of impact I want to have.
It's like through the rear view, it's so beautiful to hear that perspective and where you've landed. But it can't, as much as you're comfortable, like it can't have been easy to
Oh, girl, no. No, yeah. I think it is a very rear view, reflective thing. But it wasn't easy, no.
Yeah. Sharmila Tagore, who you mentioned, is like one of the titans of Bollywood. She's this icon of, I'm going to use air quotes on femininity in the most traditional sense. What did she represent to you when you were, you know, seeing her on screen?
Sharmila Tagore, who's, you know, still alive and still, you know, the matriarch of a legendary Bollywood family in India and the subcontinent. She represented femininity. I mean, I think he really nailed it on that. And the perfect woman and the woman, you know, she and my mother were sort of around the same age. And so I often thought if my mother didn't leave the subcontinent, maybe their lives would be in parallel. You know, not saying that my mother would have been an actress, but life would have been different. And, you know, there's a beautiful story when an immigrant comes to Canada or to the West, and also there's struggle. And so there, you know, it's like I saw these photos of my mom when she was younger, and they had the same kind of hair, and they dressed similarly. And my mother was that kind of heroine, the way she looked and dressed and the way people talked about her. And so, you know, there was this fantasy of who our parents were. There's this fantasy of where we come from and also who we might have been, which I think impacts where we're going. So there's that very deep connection that I just couldn't let go of and clearly haven't let go of and put into this movie.
I'm Tom Power. You're listening to Q. Coming up, more of guest host Talia Schlanger's conversation with Fawzia Mirza.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it? I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So your movie, The Queen of My Dreams, started as a short film about your love of Bollywood, but it has evolved into a movie that deals with the tense relationship between a mother and daughter.
What are you learning in your MFA?
Shakespeare.
Kya plan hai tumhara MFA ke baad?
I told you, Mom, I want to be an actor.
Agar actor hi banna tha, to phir itna time aur paisa kyun zaya kiya?
But you won't understand because you didn't go to university.
Damn it.
Fawzia Mirza, that's a clip from your debut feature film, The Queen of My Dreams. Tell me a little bit more about what you wanted to explore in the mother-daughter relationship there.
Yeah, I think I really wanted to find self-love and understand where I came from and understand why my mother became more conservative in the West. Mm-hmm. And that kind of digging and reflection led me not to a place of, aha, I got you, or anger. It actually led me to a place of compassion. You know, the British colonized the subcontinent, and the subcontinent was India, and they just arbitrarily drew some lines, and suddenly there were all these other countries and really split people apart. And so that shifted my family from what is modern-day India to what is modern-day Pakistan. Mm. And then life took my family from what is modern-day Pakistan to Canada. And all of that changes you, whether you are conscious of it or not. It's in your body. It's in your lineage. In many ways, this film is a reflection of my healing and how I hope we as communities and families can heal and find the joy of our connections and our communities. Mm.
We're talking so much about the mother-daughter relationship that's at the heart of the movie. Can I ask if your mom has seen it?
My mom has not seen the film.
Wow.
Will she see it? I don't know. I think part of healing and being really grounded in where you're at is no expectations. And so if she wants to see it and that happens, great. But, you know, it sort of is what it is.
That sounds like a good place to get to. You're going to put, right? Like, that's kind of the only way that you can healthily go through this process, I would think, is to genuinely feel that way.
Yeah. And I think when we love, the purest form of love is to love without expectation. Mm-hmm. And when you're loving, you know, well, why didn't they do this for me, or why aren't they giving me back? Then there's something within ourselves that we have to work on. And there's some conflict that we have that we need to, I think, reflect on and shift.
Right. And that genuine love for somebody is wanting what's best for them. And if that means that they don't get to see your film, then...
Yeah, and we can only control ourselves, you know? Like, I hope everyone comes to see the film, but I can't control anybody.
Yeah.
I can only put the love out in the world.
I kind of want to end on that note because I read a quote where you said that if you love the film, it's because a lot of love went into the making of it. And I don't think that this is something people talk about enough with an artistic work, is that there's the finished product, which people tend to focus on. But that actually doesn't really exist. It's like the only thing that there is process, right? Mm. The process, the being in the moment of the making of it. And I'm wondering if you can just reflect a little bit on like process to close out.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I'm an emerging director, but I have a very clear idea of my values. And my values are very much about collaboration, kindness, community. The best idea wins, and that we're all connected, and that everything is better when we all feel valued. And so it was really important to me that every member of each of our crews in Pakistan and in Canada felt valued. And it also is important that everyone's voice is heard. You know, we were deeply collaborative. And, you know, sometimes people see directors as this kind of solo thing out there, elitist kind of job. And I don't see it that way. I am able to be a director because I have so many people who are bringing me incredible talent and artistry. So, you know, my producers, there's no way this movie would have happened without them. And then my DP and my editor and my production designer, my art team in Pakistan and Canada, the wardrobe team, the costume team, the script supervision, there are, I mean, and that doesn't even include all the truck drivers and the gear folks and the gaffers and the sound team, like the colorist. There is so much that goes into making this baby, you know, a movie baby. And, you know, there's no Queen of My Dreams without all these queens. Like, there were so many queens that had to bring their crowns to the party. You know what I'm saying? This is also us killing the metaphor. But truly, it was a remarkable feat. And, you know, not to mention the cast and the casting. I mean, and to trust. I think that's what everyone did. They trusted me. And I trusted them, and therefore I could just kind of dream and be ambitious because they were ambitious and they trusted me. So it was really a remarkable moment. And you know, I highly encourage folks to co-make a movie in Pakistan. Like, what a and Nova Scotia, like really incredible folks and incredible generosity that was brought to this film. And yeah, you know, it's like you said that the work is better. I mean, it's like a great meal. You know, when I just heard it the other day, somebody said, you know, I was really putting a lot of love into this meal today and with a lot of intention. So I think if you think the meal is better today, it's because of the love. And I'm like, yeah, that applies in everything we do. So I love that you felt that.
Well, congratulations on your debut feature film.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
It was awesome.
That's our guest host, Talia Schlanger's conversation with Fawzia Mirza, the director of the new movie, The Queen of My Dreams. It's her debut feature. It premiered at the last Toronto International Film Festival. Mind you, it opens nationwide in Canada this Friday, March 22nd. That's it for us today. And in terms of a film that everybody's talking about right now, it's hard to go. I mean, other than like Dune 2, it's hard to get much bigger than Anatomy of a Fall. It won Best Original Screenplay at the Oscars this year. It won the Palme d'Or at Cannes, like one of the, you know, the most prestigious film prizes in the world. A bunch of Golden Globes. What's interesting about it is Justine Triet made the film. What's really interesting about it is that you and your best friend could sit in this theater next to each other at the same time and watch the same movie. You could walk out of the theater. Someone could come up to you and say, hey, do you think the main character killed her husband? You could say yes, and your friend could say no. And Justine Triet says, you're both right. She'll be here to tell you what she means. Go check that out on our podcast, Q with Tom Power, wherever you get this podcast, really. We'll see you soon, later on.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.